One, two, three. This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University, and this is 2019, and we're back. We're excited to be here. And every week we talk about how to love yourself, others, and higher nature. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker. And every week we tackle different topics on how to improve your relationships, your personal life, and your self-esteem, and all your finances. Now, today's topic is actually something very personal, personal to me and I think a lot of people. And to start off with, I'll just say that today, getting ready for this podcast, I noticed that my computer wasn't working well, so I went over to the store, and there was a big line, and all of a sudden, I started feeling impatient, and then I realized today's topic is actually on having patience, so I started to become aware of myself and how that feeling was affecting me and how to really master it, and today's topic is just that. It is called patience, the power of being in control of your life, because in our society, many people are impatient. We live in a don't wait, hurry sickness society, where people move from checkout to checkout, trying to get the fastest line. Where many people multitask, trying to do many different things at one time, thinking it will help them be faster. And research shows that multitasking isn't really as efficient as we think it is. We often get distracted, and then we have to go back and do things again. We have applications that try to do shortcuts. We have speed dating. We even have one-minute meditation, if you can imagine that. Something that's meant to be relaxing is now in a quick way. Now, there are benefits to being a little bit impatient. Some successful people think it's what propels them forward to try to change something that doesn't work. In chaotic societies where things are going very fast, it can be an advantage to be a little bit impatient or where technology moves very quickly. But unfortunately, there are a lot of drawbacks to being impatient. First of all, it hurts your relationships. You might be yelling at people. You might be very angry at others because they're not doing things quickly enough, whether it's customer service people or people in line, or even in traffic situations. Research shows also that people are often more inefficient when they rush. They do worse in complex tasks. And also, corporate people tend to change their activities every 3 minutes, so it's hard for them to focus on things. They're often distracted, and they don't do as well. Also, rushing or impatience can affect your health. People who are impatient often have higher blood pressure, more likelihood of strokes, heart attacks. And also, they're not very empathetic. They don't have time to spend with other people, listen to their problems because they're rushing around and trying to beat the clock. So they don't take time out of their day to truly understand someone else and listen to them. On the other hand, though, we have patience. Now, patience can be a very powerful tool for your inner growth and success. Patience is the ability to wait calmly in the face of frustration or adversity. And research shows that the happiest people are often those who are busy, but who are not rushed, who actually are patient, and they have a sense of control over their time. They have a sense of leisure when they go about their business. They're able to act timely and be on time and be prompt, but at the same time, they're able to feel relaxed and have that inner peace that comes with patience. People who are patient have less depression. They have better friendships, more friendships. They also are generous. They give more to others. They're more agreeable. They're less lonely. They're often able to work harder toward their goals and accomplish their goals. They also have better physical health. They have fewer headaches, less acne, fewer ulcers, and they have better sleep. Now, when we talk about patience, there are different kinds of patience. First of all, there's interpersonal patience. You know, dealing with someone who's irritable and difficult to deal with is one kind of patience. Another kind of patience is having the patience to overcome obstacles or hardships. The person who's unemployed, who keeps putting out their resume to different jobs, even though they're getting rejected. The person who is going through cancer treatment, who's waiting for the treatment to work. Person who's looking for a relationship and keeps trying if they don't find the right person. And then we have what are called mechanical failures. For example, your computer malfunctions, like what happened to me today, or something goes on where you have to wait for something. Maybe it's a traffic jam, things you can't control. We find that people that are patient in these situations often are more satisfied with their life, they're more hopeful, and they're less depressed. So patience can pay great dividends and have great benefits. But some of us are not very patient. What do we do? They did a 2-week study where they had people learn patient skills, how to be more empathetic, how to meditate, how to relax. And they found that those people, after the 2 weeks, were able to be more hopeful, less depressed, and have more patience. So it is possible to improve your patience. And first of all, you got to realize when you are impatient. So awareness is very important. So start to become aware of your body, your mind, when you are impatient. Maybe you're waiting in that long line with a lot of people, and you got to get somewhere. There's a time pressure. So be aware of your body tensing and becoming tightened. I have an exercise that I use that's called tighten and release. So for example, you raise your arms, you take a deep breath, hold your breath and hold your arms tight and then release your arms and let yourself relax and exhale. And you do that 10 or 15 times a day, this exercise, tighten and release, and it really can help make a difference in your ability to be aware of your muscles when they become contracted, and also how to relax them when you're tense. Also be aware of the triggers. What makes you impatient? Is it your kids when they leave a mess on the floor? Is it a traffic situation where there's a lot of people going slowly? Is it something about your spouse that they say or do that makes you impatient? And learn how to take a deep breath and relax more. And practice the exercise I just mentioned of tightening and relaxing your muscles. Something else that can help you with impatience or becoming more patient is to go through the empty space. Because when you are more patient, you kind of slow yourself down. And there is a little bit of loss of that negative excitement. You know, when you're rushing around, there's like, you feel like you're accomplishing something. And it's a certain level of a little bit of excitement, but it's also attention. It's a negative energy that is in your system. So you have to be aware of that and also go around that. So you got to be able to put up with an empty space where things are quieter and there's not as much to do, but you feel better. You feel more rejuvenated. There was a writer who was very tense and stressed. So he went to a monastery for a period of time to rejuvenate. And in the beginning, he couldn't stand it. It was so boring and he slept a lot of hours. And then eventually he started to recuperate his energy. And then he only slept 3 or 4 hours and he started writing one of his masterpiece novels. And he said, that was the best experience of my life. I realized that I had been in a very busy city and a lot of stress and tension. And I needed that time to re-energize and to get rid of a lot of my stress. And then I was able to accomplish a lot. Another exercise is to build your patience muscles. Think of patience as something you need to exercise. You go to the gym and you might feel a little bit of initial discomfort or pain when you build your muscles, but then you feel great. You feel stronger. You feel more energized. In the same way, practice building your patience muscles. Eat slower. Savor your food. Talk slower. Walk slower. There's an exercise I like to say to people that I call choose the longer line. Let's say you're in a store or a market and there are two lines. One is pretty short, one is longer. Most time you think, well, I want to go to the short line and get out of here quickly. But you will go to the longer line as an exercise to build your patience muscles. And your mind's going to say, wait a minute, let's get out of here. What are you doing? But you're going to slow your mind down and say, I'm going to be here just to be aware of myself, my impatience, and I'll look around at the environment. I may talk to somebody here, maybe learn something useful from that person, or I'll just be aware of my environment and be able to master impatience. That's a tremendous exercise and a tremendous tool to do. Another important tip is to learn how to be self-compassionate. Because many times we criticize ourselves. I'm not making as much money as I want. My career is not going the way I want it. I don't have the love of my life. And people become very impatient. And they chastise themselves. They attack themselves. I'm not good enough. What's wrong with me? So you need to learn how to be more compassionate and forgive yourself and say, I'm going to take the time I need to accomplish whatever it is I want, whether it's career, financial, relationships, or personal health. And I'm going to be able to take that time because I love myself. And as we know, in Love University, we always talk about loving yourself. It's one of the first elements before you can love others in life. Also, develop empathy. There are people that get angry at other people on the customer service lines. If the person is trying to help you and maybe they don't understand what you're saying, and you can become very angry. You can maybe even yell at that person. But what if you were to say, wait a minute, maybe this person is going through a hard day themselves. Maybe they have a family. They're under stress. Maybe this isn't really the right job for them. Maybe they could be a painter. They want to really be an artist and they have to do this job to make a living. So you have more compassion for the person. You have more empathy. And you don't have the impatience or the anger that you might have or the irritation when they try to help you and they really can't. You see the life from their perspective. And it gives you a different feeling. Also, it's very important to prioritize. Even if you only do one important task per day, do that one first. And that will take away a lot of the pressure that you may feel about doing a lot of different things. Because many of the other things may not be as important as that one important task. That phone call, that email, that paperwork you have to do, whatever it might be. It may be difficult for you. Maybe it's emotionally difficult to do that one task. But once you do it, you feel a lot better. You've accomplished the most important part of the day. At the same time, limit your screen time, your time spent on the internet or phone that may distract you. Sometimes people want to play games or they're on social media, or they're surfing the net, and that can be fun. But many times people go overboard. They spend too much time doing that. It distracts them from other activities, and then they feel time pressure. They feel that they have to rush to accomplish other things. So give yourself whatever period of time, 15 minutes, an hour, whatever period of time, and say, that's enough. And then I'm going to go back to my main important task that I want to do. And that's going to help you prioritize and get things done better. Also think long-term. Many times we're rushing around, we have to make an appointment and something happens to we have a mechanical problem with our computer or our car, or our phone doesn't work for some reason, we get very upset. Ask yourself, would this be important 10 years from today? 1 year from today, even a week from today, and chances are it won't. It's a momentary setback or issue or problem or challenge, and it's not going to make much of a difference. And also realize the phrase that we've heard before, Rome wasn't built in a day, which means it takes day by day to build your finances, to build your inner strength, to build your physical health, your ability to have a great relationship. So it takes time. It takes step by step. So that gives you the patience to wait for the good things to happen in life. Also visualize how you can handle frustration better. Think of yourself having to wait in a bank for something, for an important cashing of a check, and there's a big line, and you have to pay a bill. Visualize yourself being more or less relaxed and patient and content, and maybe you talk to someone in line, or you just observe the environment. And when you're at the front, you're patient. You're reacting in a very positive mood, and that actually can affect a lot of what happens in the bank or other situations. Teaching can be a great way to learn patience. Now, anyone who has kids know that kids can make you feel impatient, but teaching them things, whether it's mathematics or art or whatever it is, or even your friends, maybe you're good in computers, take some time to explain something to someone. Maybe they don't understand in the first time, the second time, and you start to feel a little bit impatient, but realize that teaching can make you feel more patient because you're imparting knowledge, and they may or may not get it the first time, but the more you teach them, the better off you will feel that you can teach them by being patient. Keep a patience journal. Write down times when you feel impatient and how that feels and what triggers you, or times when you feel very patient and relaxed and why that is. Maybe you talk to a certain friend who's very positive, and that friend instilled in you a certain sense of peace and relaxation, and you brought that into your daily work life. Another thing to do is to play with animals or children, especially in nature. Notice that animals or children are very spontaneous. They're in the moment. They're in the now. They're not necessarily worried about time pressures or the future. They just want to enjoy. So just enjoy moments with these creatures, with children or animals. And be grateful. We talked before about keeping a gratitude journal. Research shows that people who are grateful often have more patience because they're focusing on the now. They're relishing the moments, the present. They're grateful for their life, for their friends, for their work, for their loved ones, for their pets, for the things they can do. As a result, they don't worry about all the things they have to do in the future, the worries, the things that other people feel stressed about that pressures them to be rushing. Now, patience is important in many areas. Financially, having patience that you can invest and eventually have the money that you want for security is very important. But also relationships. Many times people become very impatient in relationships. Initially, the chemistry or sexual attraction, people want to be with that person. They want to, you know, have a rush or pressure situation with them. And sometimes impatience can be good. Maybe you're in the wrong relationship and you're getting impatient. The person is not changing the way you thought they wanted to change, and it's not working out. You need to get therapy or maybe move on from the relationship. Or maybe you're tired of superficial relationships or superficiality with a certain person. You want to go deeper. So that impatience can be healthy. But many times impatience can hurt a relationship because relationships take time to blossom, to grow. It's important to be patient to learn about your partner, and they learn about you, your deepest traits, your values, your dreams and beliefs. It's important to be patient to wait for the right situation to commit to that person. Maybe you're both going through a divorce, maybe you're both in school or college, and you want to finish that before you go further into the relationship. So you need patience for that. Or if you're single, you need to have patience that you will eventually find the right person. You don't want to just jump from one person to the other who's incompatible or wrong for you just to have someone with you. You want to be patient to find the right person. And you want to commit when you're ready to commit. Both of you love each other and you want to really make a life together and live together and get married. But make sure you're patient to get to that point where you're ready for that. And once you do commit, live together or get married, have patience to stick out the relationship. And that's one thing that's lacking today. People want instant gratification. If they don't do what I think they should do, I want a divorce or I want to move out from the relationship. And think of the old generations where they would stay together till death do us part was really a real phrase. They really believed that. Now, there are times, of course, when there's abuse and relationships have a very negative circumstances, and it is important to either get therapy or move on. But if you do commit to that person, it's a fairly healthy relationship, you love each other, then you should do whatever you can to keep that relationship strong and alive. So how do we become more patient in relationships and in other areas? But in relationships, what we want to do is, first of all, learn about your partner's differences. Maybe they're an introverted person. They get energy from their thoughts and like to stay home more and be quieter. You're an extrovert. You want to go out and socialize. Many times people judge each other. Well, you're such a couch potato. You don't want to go out, says the extrovert to the introvert. And the introvert says back, and why do you want to go out with so many people? Why do you want to socialize with others? Why don't you want to spend time with me at home? So the key is in relationships is to learn and accept your partner's differences and to, in a sense, cherish that. So the extrovert would say, I'm going to cherish your quiet time. I'm going to protect that because it's valuable to you. And the introvert could say to the extrovert, and I know that you value your social time, so I'm going to protect that and encourage you to do that at certain times, maybe even without me, because I know that's where you get your energy. And that can be very beautiful when you learn how to embrace each other's differences. And that breeds patience, because many times people become impatient with their partner because they want to change them when they're different. Or the person who's very emotional and a feeling personality says to the thinker, you don't care about my feelings. You hurt me all the time. And the thinker says, why do you take things so personally? But if they really understand each other, the feeler would say to the thinker, well, I know you're very logical. You don't mean to hurt me. You just want to get to the point of things. And the thinker would say, and I know that you don't really understand my logical style, but I know that you need some feeling reassurance. So by doing that, they can be more patient with each other instead of condemning and criticizing each other when they have problems. Another very important point to develop patience among couples is to have quiet time together. So they can go out, take a walk somewhere in the nature or park, holding hands without having to say anything. And that can be very powerful because that nonverbal time, that quiet time, builds their patience, that they're just being together with themselves in a psychological, emotional, or even spiritual way without having to talk and to bring the mind into it. And that can be a beautiful way to increase their patience toward each other and understanding each other. And then also giving each other emotional space is very important because one of the partners may become angry for a reason that may not be important to the other person. It seems trivial, but it is important to that partner. So learning how to let the partner vent, you know, maybe express their anger without necessarily chiming in or trying to convince them or even getting angry yourself can be a very healthy tool in terms of building the relationship. Or let's say they have something important to tell you emotionally and it's taken them a while to get their courage up. Maybe it's about your love life. Maybe it's about the kids or finances or something that's important to them. Sometimes people are impatient and they just want to, you know, get to the point and get out of there. But it's important to be patient because it's taken them a while to come up with that confession or that admission or that idea or that thing they want to talk about. So take time, give them the space to express that fully. And you find out the more patient you are in terms of relationships, the more patient you will be toward yourself in forgiving some of your so-called flaws or mistakes that you make, and that you can eventually accomplish what you want. You'll be more patient to your friends, your coworkers, your colleagues. You will be a better worker, a better employer, a better business associate, because you're developing a very powerful tool that can help you accomplish things. Now, we're not saying to be a slow person or to not accomplish what you need to accomplish. Sometimes you need to do things in a quick way. When there's an emergency situation, you gotta act quickly, your children are in danger, someone's in danger, you gotta take quick action. But most of the time in our society, as opposed to the prehistoric times, we have more time to think of things and come up with solutions and do what we need to do. And basically to enjoy life, you know, cherish life, savor it, you know, linger over a nice meal. If you like wine, for example, linger over a nice bottle of wine or you like to enjoy bathing in a nice tub or swimming or outdoor activities, running, whatever it is that you love to do, arts, crafts, take your time doing that. And that's going to enliven you and give you more pleasure and passion in life. So my challenge to everyone this week is to be more patient. Slow down, eat slower, walk slower, talk slower. Now, I talk pretty fast myself, so I need to remind myself of this a lot. But it just changes your mind. It gives you the joy that you are in control of yourself and of your environment and that you can interact with other people in a very positive way. And they can appreciate you because you care about them. You're willing to listen to them and their problems and what's important to them. So Love University, this has been Dr. Avila. Now, before you put away your notebook and pens and pads, I want to make a very special announcement to you guys. We've been talking about doing some live events, and we have an amazing one planned here in the Los Angeles, Orange County area for Valentine's Day 2019, which is coming up very soon. It's going to be at a very nice venue called Decades here in the city of Anaheim, close to Disneyland. So if you guys want to come out here and see Disneyland at the same time, you can come out to see us. It's going to be called the Masquerade Party. So everyone's going to be wearing a mask, and then we're going to have people's personality types on a little sticker, and then we're going to interact with each other based on that, their personality type. So it's good for singles if they want to find your soulmate. Even couples that want to just hang out with us and watch the show, we're going to do the podcast live. Reggie, what do you think about that?
Sounds pretty cool.
Exactly. And we're going to have Reggie there. Reggie's going to be our live DJ producer. We're going to have a few surprises. We're going to have some contests and giveaways. So anyone's interested, go to eventbrite.com and you'll put in the Dating Masquerade in Anaheim, Dr. Avila, and it'll be a Thursday night. And we really invite you to come. It's only $10 tickets right now. We have a special rate for you. So any listeners, followers, bring your friends, bring your family. We'd love to have you at this venue. So again, this week, be patient, be loving, be giving, and you will have a wonderful week. So put away your pens, notepads, iPads, phones. And this is Dr. Avila. And of course, like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you have any questions, call us at 310-226-8090. Email us at lovetype4u, L-O-V-E-T-Y-P-E, number 4, letter U, at AOL.com. Visit us at loveuniversity.love. This is Dr. Avila. Until next time, Love University.